£60,000. I decided to set up a training company and teach these groups of habits. I've never looked back. My good friend Tom Big Al Schreiter wrote the book How to Get Instant Trust, Belief, Influence and Rapport, 13 Ways to Create Open Minds by Talking to the Subconscious Mind. This book is the simplest explanation I know on how to build trust instantly with clients. With Tom's permission, I customized his methods for professional advisors. These examples should make it easy for you to create that strong, friendly bond with your potential and present clients. In this book, I refer to people as he or she, but the words are interchangeable. Chapter 1: The Secret to Building Instant Trust in Seconds. 1. When you meet a prospect. Your prospective client sets an appointment for their initial consultation with you. Nervous, they arrive at your office, sit down, and begin to explain their problem. Now, this prospective client can describe his problem to many different professional advisors. But the problem remains the same, so why does this person choose you? Or rather, how do they decide to not choose one of the other firms? It could be any of a number of reasons, such as the following: your academic credentials, your communications appeared to be honest, the size of your office, the free coffee was tasty, the chairs were soft, the testimonials on your website, the pictures on your wall, your suit appeared expensive, your commanding voice, the courtesy of reception, the graphics of your ad, your all-knowing nodding when they talk, your description of your fees, the payment plan. It's just possible that a friend recommended him to choose you. Having selected you, your prospective client arrives for your first meeting. In a very short time, he will make up his mind whether or not to trust and believe you. This is the first impression, even before you make any presentation. The prospect decides whether or not to accept that what you say is true. More often than not, the prospect will not change from that decision. Similarly, you, the professional, also make up your mind that you've made a sale, even before you start your presentation. Building trust and belief with prospects within seconds is done by speaking directly to their core values, their subconscious minds. It's quite simple. Very quickly, you develop a vocabulary of simple phrases and techniques to communicate that you are trustworthy. However trustworthy you may be, unless you understand how prospects make their final decision, you will continue to miss potential business and fees. Consider first the criteria that potential clients use to choose who should represent them. The major hurdle for you to overcome is to guide your prospect to the belief that what you tell them in your presentation is true. Before professionals start their presentation, they create trust and belief in the prospect. Before the client begins to describe his problem, he has a sense whether or not there is immediate trust or distance between the two of you. He wants assurance that you understand and see the world and his problem from his viewpoint. And if he feels that you see his issues from a different point of view, he will be skeptical for the rest of your meeting. You may be filled with sincerity and integrity. You may be honest, and your product may be the best there is. But without the trust, your prospect will not listen to you with belief. A good example of trust is when the leader of a political party speaks. If you're a member of that party, you naturally trust him and accept what the leader says as true. The leader has the same political viewpoint as you. If you're a member of a different political party, you will not trust him and you will be skeptical. You'll reject whatever the speaker says simply because you have a different viewpoint. You see politics and the world quite differently from him. And what happens when your potential client doesn't feel trust during your first meeting? The potential client is unlikely to say, "I don't think you and I can work together, we just don't connect." Instead, he'll delay the process, saying something like, "I need to get back to you. I need to think about that. I'll talk it over with my partner. I'll make a decision soon." Then he will find a competing professional advisor that he can connect with and feel secure. Unless you develop trust with your prospect, he will put forward any number of objections. You might call them excuses to your proposal. Typical ones such as, "I can't afford it. I'll not decide right now. I need time. This isn't for me. I'm too busy."